Present progressive and simple present. Future time can also be expressed using present progressive, which is formed by using be plus ing, or simple present tense verbs. Usually these sentences will contain context clues that indicate future time. You'll see words like next week, tomorrow, in 5 years, etc. So when should you use present progressive to express future? And when should you use simple present? Again, let's look at the table for an explanation. On the left, you will see the meaning or the situation, planned events or definite intentions, planned events on a schedule. In the center, you'll see which verb tense you should use, present progressive or simple present. And on the right, you'll see some example sentences. So the first situation or meaning is for a planned event or a definite intention. A definite intention is a plan or a decision that's made in advance. For this situation, we always want to use present progressive, be plus ing. Look at the example sentences. My wife has an appointment with a doctor. She is seeing Dr. North next Tuesday. This is a plan that's been made in advance, and so we can use present progressive. The other situation is for a planned event that's on a schedule. For this situation, we want to use simple present. Look at the example sentences. Classes begin next week. John's plane arrives at 6 o'clock next Monday. If you put your mouse over the words planned events on a schedule, you'll see that usually we use simple present to express future time when we're talking about things like appointments, travel schedules, or business hours, store hours, museum hours, etc. And you'll often see this simple present tense used with verbs like open, close, begin, end, start, arrive, leave, etc. So remember, this choice is for talking about appointments, travel schedules, and business hours, things that are on a schedule or a timetable. Now let's look at the explanations below the table. Present progressive tense is used to talk about future planned events or decisions already made in advance. For example, number one, I am taking 4 courses next semester. We see the words next semester, and that indicates future time, so we know that this is talking about a situation in the future. Sentence number two uses the same verb tense, but it's not talking about future, so let's look at the difference. Number two, I am taking 4 courses this semester. Sentence number one says next semester. Sentence number two says this semester. So we know that sentence number two is talking about current time, present time. It's not talking about future because there are no future time words. So be careful when you use present progressive to express future and make sure that you include some kind of context clue or time word to indicate future, a word like tomorrow, next week, next year, in 3 weeks, something like that. Now let's look at simple present. Simple present is used to talk about scheduled future activities or events. Again, as I said before, usually when we're talking about appointments, travel plans, and business hours. For example, number one, the bus stops here in 15 minutes. This is a scheduled stop, a scheduled travel activity or event. And so we can use simple present tense stops. Number two, the movie starts at 5 o'clock. Maybe it's 3 o'clock now or 4 o'clock, and we're talking about something in the future that is scheduled. So we can use simple present. And number three, I go to the dentist at 10 o'clock. So this is a scheduled planned event in the future. We can use simple present. Go ahead and try the quiz group to practice using present progressive versus simple present. Take a look at the table and review the rules if you need to before you do the quiz group.